Obviously, Adam Johnson arrived this morning. One of those guys coming in for Chad tomorrow?
Yeah, one of them will definitely come in. Aaron will probably be the one that will come in, and all things being equal, that will be the only change we'll make.
Okay.
So is Aidan Johnson the only other travelling emergency, or you would take a second one?
No, it'll be only AJ that we'll take as a traveller. We normally only take one when we go to Melbourne, so nothing's different there.
And Aaron was very good in the sample last weekend.
Yeah, look, he's very unlucky. Let's not mess around. He's very unlucky to go out of the side, but Brendan Archie's form was so good we had to play him. So, it's good that, a couple of weeks ago, Carl Amon went out of the side and came straight back in. Young, he'll do the same this week.
So it's a balanced thing, because I guess I know Wingard's a real playmaker, but Young is still that forward bloke who can go in the midfield. All about balance?
Yeah, I'm sure Young, he'd like to think he can replace Chad. So we'll wait and see. But, Chad's a pretty good player and has been playing a different role as far as a midfield role. But we do have that flexibility with Aaron, Robbie, and also Brendan Archie that can go in the midfield. So that's certainly not a big issue for us.
Is that close? See more of Robbie in the midfield than with Chad not being there?
Yeah, it's a chance. Obviously, you lose someone out there, you've got to replace them with something. And I think you'll see Brendan and I'll see, Robbie play a bit more time in there. And obviously, Sam Gray and Aaron Young can also go through there.
Has the week been for Robbie? Obviously, had a bye last week. Has that been good for his body?
Yeah, it's been very well timed. We're lucky that it came around when it did. And as you said, Rob had that little kick in the calf leading into the China game, and that was all the issue was. And, he did say to me this week, he said, "Where's all the cameras? There's no one here to report on me training."
Have you noticed a freshness with him this week? Does he feel better?
Yeah, he definitely looks better. So from his point of view, I hope he stays that way.
Did you get the sense that was a little bit of frustration with all the speculation about how he's going?
Yeah, it is, because he can't do anything about it. The speculation's out of his control. But from Robbie's point of view, he's always pretty comfortable he was going to play in all the games that he's been in so far this year. And that doesn't mean he can't get injured at some other stage, or any other player. That's just the way it goes.
What about Chad? Is that just a matter of an isolated incident, or a big week, couple of flights?
We'd be very, very long bow. We'd be drawing if we're trying to put it to a long flight. We would just say it was just one of those things that happened to train. It was actually an incident of the training where he took off quite quickly and landed sharply, and he gave his calf a little twig. Not much.
Looking like 2 weeks for Chad?
I think maximum will be 2 weeks. Now, whether it's less than that, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
What's the extent of the damage to his calf?
Very slight calf strain, which is simple as that.
What's been the break like for the team? You've had 11 days off. You sort of sense the guys are nice and refreshed now going into this game?
Yeah, look, you don't know, but they've certainly enjoyed their 2 or 3 days away. But we did only have a small break. Typically with a bye, you get 2 full weeks, and we didn't quite get that. But from our point of view, that's okay.
When exactly did Chad do the injury?
On Saturday morning.
So he'd already been back for a session anyway.
That was that's right. Yeah. No, there was not. There's nothing to do with anything to do with China.
Ken, how close is Gus to an AFL record? His sample form has been strong.
I'd say he's like about 6 to 8 others in the sample. There's some really strong form down there, and those blokes need to continue to play well and obviously be patient. And, hopefully from an AFL point of view, we stay fit and we stay healthy and we keep playing well.
You've played really well, Port Adelaide, this year, but some people are saying you need a big scalp.
I think Freo are fifth.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I think we beat them, so that would make it okay, I reckon. The competition's so even. We should stop talking about big scalps. Everyone we play is a big scalp for us.
That's tough as
a challenge. Geelong, though, like obviously Port hasn't won there in 10 years. It'd be a huge accomplishment to pull it off tomorrow night.
Yeah, and as I said, Sydney and Sydney, the same sorts of things. They always come up in AFL football, and yeah, we understand they're a significant challenge. They're a great side. They've been for a long, long time, and no matter when you play them and where you play them, they're always going to be a tough challenge.
What's bring back a tagger for
No, we don't have one to bring back in, so we just play the way we have to play. And, Dangerfield, Selwood, Duncan, Hawkins, Motlop, there's plenty of them out there. You go crazy sometimes worrying about them. Our greatest strength issue has been to worry about what we do, and we're going to stay in that space.
This guy called Brad Eber has done a pretty decent run with
Rolls
in the past.
Trade Montego, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah. I'd say he's done some run with Rolls in the past.
Brad's been a very good player for us all year, and, as I said, he'll find himself opposed to those players at some stages, there's no doubt. Well, so will Ollie, so will Sam Pepper, so will Brendan Archie, Robbie Gray, whoever's in there.
You got any thoughts on the crackdown on jumper punches by the AFL that they want to do?
Yeah, common sense has been applied.
Common sense?
Common sense. You punch someone, you get in trouble.
So you like that new rule coming in?
Absolutely, I do. I don't think there's any need that the punch players. Now players have been guilty of it. There's no problems there, but certainly made our players aware that it now has to stop and it should stop.
So have you spoken to your players about it during the week, or do they just read the press and know that's where it's at now?
In fact, our captain, I think, spoke to him about it, which is really important that the coach didn't have to do it. The captain actually said, "We want to play together every week. We don't want to miss people for being a bit silly."
Is the message simply punch and get weeks?
Looks like it, doesn't it? And we'll see how it unfolds. I think the AFL got it 100% right. There's just no need to punch players.
If you punch someone, though, you get done. Why then, if you've got a hold of their jumper, bit of cotton that you apparently you can get off.
Well, I think we've changed that. I think that's exactly what's happened. I think that's what everyone's acknowledged, that, you know what, there's been a little bit of flexibility with the rule that now is gone.
Okay, what's going to be the key to beating Geelong?
Four quarters. Absolutely four quarters and four tough quarters of football. You know, we've seen them play last week firsthand against the Bulldogs. It was a cracking game and it went right to the last quarter, and you know, that's what we've got to be willing to play this week.
Are they more than Dangerfield and Selwood? A lot of people say, stop them, you win.
Yeah, no, they're way more than just two players. They're a really good football club and a football team, and you know, they've got players, good players in all areas of the ground. Harry Taylor, I think, kicked five last week. You know, Tommy Lonigan, Andrew Mackey, blokes that I've had a lot to do with, are really good players.
Back on Youngie, no player likes getting dropped. How's he sort of primed for a response? Is he wanting to cement his spot?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Like, Aaron was disappointed to go to the side, but his attitude to what he could do to help Brennan Archie was first class, and you know, he went back and played the game he needed to play. The only thing they can do when that happens to them is control the controllables, and that is them go back and play good football, and he did that.
I know every game's important, but 10 years since you've beaten Geelong for Geelong with that famous Cassisi goal. How, I guess, fired up of the playing group to sort of end that hoodoo?
I remember it firsthand, actually. I was watching it, and I seen Gary Ablett kick a goal to the right of screen, and I was pretty happy at that point, and then I seen Dom Cassisi kick one to the left, and I was a bit shattered. Well, today, tomorrow night, I hope I'm equally as happy for the Port Adelaide getting another victory at Geelong. Yeah, no, look, it's certainly a more challenging venue to play, and it's a much, should I say, it's an easier to defend on venue. I don't know whether that's actually accurate, because Geelong seemed to beat sides pretty comfortable, but it would appear that you can actually defend the ground reasonably well, because it is a bit narrower, but it also got some length on it that allows you to get going.
Can you say that you remember that 10 years ago? How much has it played on your mind this week? How much have you thought about that?
Not one bit, I've got to be honest. You see a little bit of it now because it's coming up, and you recognise that Geelong, I think, got their 10-year reunion for 2007, so they're little bits that remind you of it. See, I've been pretty busy for the last 10 years, so I haven't taken too much notice.